Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, the ups and downs of last week's farming saw, as we reported on Friday, a sharp rise in all grain prices. Oilseed rape now stands at over £380 a tonne for May, and wheat, although off the top of 178, still standing at 172 for May. So that means more pressure for intensive livestock producers on the feed front. Certainly the lift in prices is helping our egg producers, and once again, pigmen have seen another rise, but one of them said to me that it's like wading in treacle, hard work and still far short of getting any kind of profit. Now, something I don't think we've ever been talking about in early April before is the risk of wildfires. And the Cairngorms National Park are particularly worried about what can happen out there if and when wildfires get a hold. Although the main heat of the weather has gone out with the turn of the month, the underlying vegetation is still dry and giving cause for concern, especially with the Easter holidays now upon us. Please take care, is the message, with the fire severity index level standing higher than ever, according to the Met Office. Now, you may remember that we were discussing on Friday the renewed interest in the countryside and people wanting to get into farming. Speaking for the Scottish Crofting Federation, Patrick Krauser tells us today that farming and the countryside are now seen as a sexy industry to get involved with.
Well, I hope so. It's interesting, and you say it's becoming sexy. I was speaking to a young crofter just the other day who said that as a young person, in the past, he's found it quite difficult that it's not seen as a very attractive thing to be getting into crofting, and he's always felt that he's maybe a wee bit odd. And the tide is changing, though, and he was saying that the way people look at what he does now is completely different from how it was 10 years ago. And I think you're right. I think that's the point, is that a lot more young people are getting interested in what's happening. In the bigger sense of it as well, it's not just that they want to grow a few vegetables. It's because young people are really in touch with what's happening in the world. And they realize that for the good of our environment and for the good of our communities, we've got to start looking at growing our own food on a small but sustainable scale.
So there you go. Not for the first time, farming being described as a sexy industry to get into. This time by Scottish Crofting Federation's Patrick Krauser. And with that thought, I'll leave you for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.